Robert Allen was sermon preparation. Dr. Ewan Solomon is presenting. I'm Dr. Ewan Solomon. Come at the time.
Bring him up.
Amen.
Bring my moderator Amen. Up.
Yeah. Moderator, you're right.
We are grateful and thankful, as always, for another opportunity to be on God's program.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Certainly to our president and chairmen and all of those that are present today, to my those that are on the team with me for sermon prep. Certainly thank God for them as well. I want to look at from John 3:16. It's going to be my catalyst for the next three sessions, Lord willing. 10 mistakes made in moving from the study to presentation. 10 mistakes made in moving from study to presentation. Certainly we thank God for Pastor Jefferson and amen, and such a necessary and well needed subject matter concerning men. This John 3:16 here, preaching John 3:16 should be one of the easiest assignments in the world, it would seem. And there's some notes if you don't have them on the table, and you can get almost everything I say, my extra notes, if you just go to my website, wordtalkonline.org, wordtalkonline.org. And they're there in the sermon prep section. It should be one of the easiest sermons we would think. After all, everybody knows John 3:16, right?
What'd you say?
For God so loved the world. That phrase right there practically preaches itself.
My God.
Until we realize that the sermon that we put together sounds more like a Valentine's card from Walgreens. Mama. Or another half of it sounds like a seminary lecture.
Well.
Too many preachers have treated such verses, this verse even, like a family heirloom sitting in grandma's china cabinet. It's polished, it's shined, it's there for admiration, but never to be touched. And then on the other hand, some turn it into a Sunday morning pep rally. Talk about believing in yourself. Like Jesus went to Calvary to start help you start your side hustle. Somewhere between over explaining and under feeling. Between dissecting the text and detaching it from theology, our pulpits have lost their pulse. Sermons that should burn with divine love too often cool into polite monologues. On the other hand, explode in the entertainment. We build outlines, preachers, that outlines that overshadow the scripture. We use illustrations that outshine the gospel.
Well, sir.
say. Be careful.
And we conclude, we end before anybody ever really meets Jesus. Which is what preaching is all about. Christianity without Christ is just anity. Sermons without Christ are just about you. And too often that's what folk are coming to church for, is just to hear about them. What you can do and what you can achieve and what your life ought to be and all this kind of stuff. It's no wonder that sermons end with applause too often rather than repentance. The problem isn't the text. There's nothing wrong with the Bible. Not one verse in it. Nothing wrong with the Bible. It's the preacher who treats revelation like information instead of invitation. Instead of invitation to know Jesus. As Haddon Robinson, the famous professor, said, the purpose of preaching is not to fill minds with facts, but to set hearts on fire with Christ. Because sermons without Christ at the center is like a lamp with no plug. It's beautifully designed, but it gives no light. I have 10 points here I want to share with you in the next few sessions here that demonstrate the difference between study for sermon preparation and preparation for sermon presentation. It's a difference. It's a difference. Each session builds on the inner work of the preacher to the outer work of delivering it to the people. Inner work of the preacher to the outer work of delivering to the people. First, I want to start on the hermeneutical side, the study side, exegesis, in your office, pouring over the scripture through prayer and all the things that go in there, and you're looking at it and you're studying it, and you're pulling out of it everything that you could possibly pull out of it. What's one mistake? Mistake number one: making your study notes your sermon notes. They're not the same. They're not the same. This is not something that I'm talking about that's new. I told you that there are three outlines in sermon preparation. There's the exegetical outline. That's what you're pouring over and pulling out of the scripture. We call that Bible study methods. Right? You go through who, what, when, and where. Then you start looking at the structure. You start looking at the atmosphere of the text. You start looking at the literary terms and all this stuff. You look at this in the text and you're pulling that out. And that can end up being, just by itself, you ought to have 20, 30 points out of that, if not more. That's not for preaching. It's not for preaching. Then you move to the theological outline. And you know, this is one of my pet peeves, because the real question of preaching is, what are we saying about God? Not the soap opera of humanity and all of the mess that we are. We need to see Jesus. And no matter where a person starts at, if we can see Jesus, we have a navigating point. We have a North Star. That our lives can move from the wreck that it is and begin to gain some structure, like dry bones in the valley came back together. You need theology. And so what is the text saying about God? It's the second outline. That's not the preaching outline. And then you combine those two into what we call a homiletical outline. That's the preaching outline. That you know, one of the hardest things for a preacher to do, and I know it's hard for me to do, is you've studied, you've gathered all of this information, and you've seen stuff that it just has taken your mind to the next level, and it's just blown your mind, and you just everything you're looking at it about, because the Bible is deep. It's a deep well. And you're looking at all this good stuff that has taught you. And then to be able to discard what you don't need for that final presentation to the people. That's a difficult task. And we want to give everything that we discovered, we want to give all of that to the people. The fact of the matter is, you just can't do that. So the homiletical outline now becomes a streamlined outline to deliver the message that you are trying to get over to the people. One point, the one major idea, we'll talk about that in a minute, the one big idea, and so you have to streamline that. And then you pull in, now in the exegetical outline, you have no illustrations and stories and all the things that go into a sermon. You didn't have any of those things in the exegetical outline because all you have is what you've drawn out of the text. Neither did you have those things in the theological outline. Because all you want is what does this text tell me theologically about God, both God proper and theology in general. Then you get to the homiletical outline. That's when you add the stories. God bless you, God keep you.
Hang it back.
I'm a preparation. I'm here to pass over to Jim.